How far can we go? It's fairly safe to say that Bonsai in the West has reached a very high level because major exhibitions such as the Ginkgo Award and the Trophy brought trees together from many nations. And this has evolved even further over the last 25 years with higher quality shows springing up across all the nations. But can this rapid progression of excellence in the West be sustained? And to what level will the art of bonsai develop in the future? In other words, if the West stays on the current trajectory of excellence in bonsai, how long will it take before we equal or perhaps overtake Japan in quality and maturity of trees? Can we, will we ever achieve this? Perhaps it takes more than the establishment of large-scale exhibitions. It may be a cultural issue, as the Western approach differs from the Eastern. In the West, we are less likely to be patient, wanting results quickly. But a great bonsai must look like it's been there naturally, there for a while. And that is determined by the age and maturity of the tree and to an extent combination of it with the pot. The Japanese call this mochikomi. In the West, we have no single word for this. Creating a mature bonsai, bark, established ramification and so on, as opposed to an old tree with immature branch structure, takes time. Yes, we're now seeing some very good mature bonsai in the West, but they have been created over a period of 30 years, quite a short time frame in the life of a tree. But how does that compare to Japan? Well, for starters, we believe top quality bonsai are the products of at least 50 years' work. The impression that we have bonsai in Japan is that it's practiced and passed down through generations of families and nurseries. But here's the strange thing. The very high quality that we see today has only manifested in the last 35 years insofar as refinement, excellence of design and presentation are concerned. Looking through some of the older Kokofu exhibition catalogues, and the trees look positively unkempt compared to the sophisticated specimens in recent editions. It seems to me that stylistically, we're at the same point as Japan in this respect. But there's one major difference. In the West, we do not yet have the infrastructure in place to build a solid foundation for the growth of the art. Take the case of Shohin. Shohin displays have secured best show invariably, are made up from high quality imported Japanese trees that have been developed over many years from nursery stock in Japan. If the West is ever going to produce homegrown show-in material of quality to match these showstoppers, somebody in the West must commit to planting, growing and maintaining stock. This is a long-term investment in time, money and expertise that few are prepared to undertake. There are nurseries growing starter material, but they are very small in number. Are there any developing top-level material? If there are, I'm unaware of it. Add to that, some of the professional artists are choosing not to work on imported trees, but favouring creating bonsai from native material, mostly Yamadori. How sustainable is this? The areas in Japan where wild trees have traditionally been collected are pretty much exhausted, and it's forbidden to collect. Could this happen here? Individual countries set their own restrictions on collecting trees from the wild. In the West, though we are in a first generation, there's already evidence of wholesale lifting from the wild, and it's not acceptable. So we in the West simply must start growing stock of high quality if we're to have a sustainable future for the art and to ensure the progression of excellence. Will it happen? I suspect not, and the reason is probably simple. There's just not a big enough market in the US or even in Europe to make such a venture cost-effective. The bonsai community is small in Europe, and will never reach Japanese proportions. In the West, we've seen a huge progression among artisans creating pots and tables of the highest standard, and it's refreshing to see the amount of young Western bonsai artists appearing on the scene. This bodes well for bonsai in the West, but take the Japanese model to its extreme. I believe in the future we may see a polarization of the art of bonsai with the ever-widening gap between professional artists and their patrons, and for want of a better word, hobbyists. And this will all be down to money and the lack of quality nursery developed material locally. Yes, our exhibitions will rival those in Japan, but they will feature those who are prepared to invest in time, money and expertise into putting a tree on the show bench. And the next step along the journey will be paying for the privilege of having your tree in a prestige exhibition. Is the West ready for this? Thank you for listening.